Good afternoon from Saints headquarters in Metairie, Louisiana, where this afternoon the New Orleans Saints return home to their practice facility and resume training camp 2014. Hi again, everybody, with John Shazer. I'm Sean Kelly, and welcome into today's coverage on NewOrleansSaints.com. A couple of things on our minds here as the Saints resume practice. Number one, of course, it's a change of scenery and a chance to be back home. Weather, well, it could be a factor today. We actually talked about how the transition would be hard on the players getting back to the heat and humidity, but rain's going to play a factor in today's practice, it looks like. It has rained here in Metairie this afternoon. There's still a 40% chance of rain for later on when the team takes the practice field at 4 o'clock Central Time. Temperature right now is 77 degrees, could jump up to as high as 90. Other than that, JD, there's still a lot to digest from Friday night's preseason game, and it's our first chance to see the Houdat Nation here to attend practice this afternoon.
Well, we know that Coach Sean Payton said that he was not pleased with the penalty situation, 22 penalties in that game against the Titans, so certainly that's going to have to be addressed. Then we're going to have to see who's wounded, who's injured from that game on Friday night, because we're not exactly sure whom, and then we're also going to keep an eye out on whether number 9 comes back to practice, Drew Brees. Probably due back this week for this preseason game at Indianapolis, but certainly he'll get a step toward that today.
All right, this starts a week of practices, which will feature workouts. We assume most of them in full pads. Not only today here on Sunday, but Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and Thursday as well. Friday's going to be the travel day for the Saints, and they'll play the Colts, as John mentioned, on Saturday night. As you mentioned, Coach Payton was none too happy with regard to how his team played disciplined football on Friday night against the Titans. It's my wonder today how hard they go at it and how much he puts the pedal down today with regard to kind of getting his team back on track.
Well, it'll be interesting to see what his temperament is, because we've heard him say in the past, you know, in a win, it's not always as good as you thought it was, and in a loss, it's not always as bad as you thought it was. Well, those penalties, we don't know if they're going to be as bad as he thought they were. On Friday night, he said, look, most of those were justified calls, and a lot of those were not great football IQ penalties. So I'm sure he addressed it, and we'll see how he feels after practice today.
There were a couple of guys that came back from injury during our last week at West Virginia. They did not play in the preseason game against the Titans, but all eyes may be on a couple of guys, say, for example, like Ben Grubbs this week at practice, too.
Yeah, Ben Grubbs and John Jenkins, yeah. Two guys who return and who are critical to what this team wants to do. Ben Grubbs got another day off. He did participate in goal line drills, which kind of led you to believe he was going to play in that preseason game. However, you're certainly expecting him to play against Indianapolis. And John Jenkins, the guy who's critical to that defensive line, who's going to get back in there, and he's back in action also.
All right, so as we know, third preseason games have an all different flavor to them, and so therefore we're kind of looking at this week's practice as being a major point here in training camp, and maybe the last week as well of training camp mode for Sean Payton and his staff, as they may then ascend into a regular season schedule following the game against the Colts. That's further down the road. We'll worry about that later on. But today, it'll be good to see the guys back out to practice. We have our observation points, and we're certainly excited to see the fans here in Metairie as well. All throughout practice today, John and I will be with you via the social media platforms. Of course, you can also follow the Saints Twitter handle, @Saints, and then a little bit later on, we'll wrap up today's events here on Sunday at Metairie on NewOrleansSaints.com. Enjoy the rest of your weekend. Otherwise, we'll see you right here on your Saints mobile app or on your desktop. And for JD, I'm Sean Kelly. We'll see you real soon.